Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. This is another one of those times when I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind, just the two of us. And I want to ask you if you've ever wondered why some people are more effective than others. Life just seems to be easier for those people, right? The answer to this mystery is likely found in one of the most obvious traits that separate humans from other members of the kingdom Animalia, and that trait is self-awareness. Essentially, by definition, we're all self-aware, demonstrating modesty and shame and joy and greed, just to name a few traits from our awareness inventory. But the most self-aware among us are informed by a bigger picture perspective regarding the impact of their behavior and actions on the world around them, especially interactions with other people. As students of Newton's third law, for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction, highly effective people are not surprised at how the world reacts to their actions because they've already played at least some level of that response in their mind, like a role play. They played it out in their mind. How would that happen? If I do this, what would that cause? What would the world happen? They think it through, right? Highly effective people have acquired one more skill. They've converted self-awareness into a useful tool called self-analysis. This intuitively named practice helps regulate behavior for maximum effectiveness. I'll talk about that again in a few minutes. In 1970, Noel Birch identified a handy four-level explanation of self-awareness, but he used a completely appropriate alternative word, consciousness. Prepare to see yourself and others as you discover these levels. When I talk about these things, you'll start seeing yourself and others. You'll identify names to some of these. The first one is an unconscious incompetent. The unconscious incompetent doesn't know that he doesn't know. He's also called a DK2, which is short for don't know squared. He's not only incapable, but actually clueless about his inability. In truth, everyone is a DK2 from time to time. The challenge is not to live our lives as one, because a don't know squared is a terminal professional condition. So if you're thinking, oh, great one, please stop me from before I DK2 again. Well, don't fret, my friends. Don't fret, cricket. We'll get to that in a little bit. Number two, unconscious competent. This person lurches uncontrollably towards success without knowing how it happened. We may call this person gifted or maybe even lucky. Those who work hard for everything we get without so much luck, we call them annoying, right? But we shouldn't envy the unconscious incompetent, because not knowing how you got where you are is one of the definitions of lost. Any resulting success is likely to be temporary. Number three, conscious incompetent. This person is incapable, and they know it. There's no ego about what he thinks he knows, and no resistance to your methods and practices. A conscious incompetent is an amorphous block of disciple clay, like an employee, waiting to be molded by you, the mentor sculptor. But be careful. Sometimes this person, the conscious incompetent, will wallow in his condition as an excuse for non-performance. Conscious incompetence should be a temporary condition on the way to the ultimate goal of consciousness, the ultimate level of consciousness. And that's number four. Conscious competent. This person gets the job done, and they know why. She can identify what causes success while being fully aware and taking ownership of failures. She knows what's successful when she's successful, and she knows why and takes responsibility and ownership for when she's not. How do you become a conscious competent? Through that practice I mentioned earlier. Remember self-analysis? This allows us to see what we do well and capitalize on it, as well as recognize and evaluate what we don't do so well and improve or minimize it. Those things we don't do so well, minimize those. A conscious competent, when you are a conscious competent, it's not easy to do that because it requires control of our ego. You thought about that much? How much does your ego get in the way of your effectiveness? Ego obstructs self-analysis. Ego obstructs self-analysis. And it does that by telling us that any success we have is because we're so smart, while assuring us that failures couldn't be our fault. That's what happens, right, folks? If we have a success that we celebrate and pat ourselves on the back, and boy, howdy, are we smart. When we fail, we look around. Who did this to me? But through self-analysis, the conscious competent discovers the enduring benefit of being honest about performance, which is the only path to success. Being honest about performance. You have to be honest about performance because self-awareness begs for self-analysis, which can't be successful without honesty. To thine own self be true, producing the conscious competence observed in highly effective people. If you look around and you see people who are highly effective, they continue to perform, they continue to make things happen. More than likely, if they sustain that for any period of time, if you'll observe them, you'll see that they are honest with themselves. They'll tell you when they made a mistake. They might even share that with you. And they'll tell you how they overcame that. And they'll think about making mistakes as a discovering what doesn't work instead of blaming someone else. So that's a little bit about the secrets of highly effective people. Which one are you? If you're not where you want to be, you can get there. It's a path you can take. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.